270 today.
Sound suppression water system activated. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis on a mission to build, resupply, and to do research on the International Space Station.
Houston now controlling. Atlantis begins its penultimate journey to shore up the International Space Station. Atlantis now in the proper alignment for its 8.5-minute ride to orbit. 4.5 million pounds of hardware and humans taking aim on the International Outpost. 30 seconds into the flight, Atlantis almost 2 miles in altitude, almost 6 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center already, traveling 500 miles an hour. The three liquid fuel main engines now throttling back to 72% of rated performance, going into the bucket, reducing the stress on the shuttle as it breaks through the sound barrier. 55 seconds into the flight, all systems operating normally, 900 miles an hour. The speed of Atlantis right now, 6 miles in altitude, 9 miles downrange.
Atlantis, go with throttle up.
Copy, go with throttle up.
The throttle up call acknowledged by Commander Charlie Hobaugh, joined on the flight deck by Pilot Butch Wilmore, Flight Engineer Randy Bresnik and Leland Melvin. Seated down on the mid-deck are Mike Foreman and Bobby Satcher, kicking off their work week with a Monday commute to orbit.
All right. And we thought we'd kick off our show with the Atlantis shuttle blast off to the International Space Station. How cool is that sound? I dig it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I loved hearing those commands from the Space Center from the time I was a kid. Now you think about it, the shuttle only goes into next year and then the program is dead. I promise you I will broadcast a show from Cape Canaveral in the near future. So this one is all about securing the International Space Station. In other words, parts, baby. You know, those spare parts they were talking about. High-pressure gas tanks, pumps, power units, battery supplies, parts for the station's robotic arm that so much is made about. All the things that you need up there to make sure that the astronauts, the crew up there, are set for a while. By the way, the astronauts that went into space on the Atlantis will spend Thanksgiving most likely there. And there is one astronaut whose wife is expected to give birth, so it looks like he'll probably have to miss that as well. And what a cool thing to see this one take off. And I think that this struck me as interesting, too, because I happened to get a Twitter from David Gregory. You know who David Gregory is, the Meet the Press guy. And apparently he was in the air and actually saw the shuttle. So he was close enough wherever he was above the skies flying into somewhere where he could obviously see the shuttle blasting off. And what an interesting view I thought that would be. So the shuttle did go off at 2:28 from the launch pad. Launch pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral. I am going to take a tour of Cape Canaveral when I go down to Orlando. I guess it's next week. So I'll bring back all kinds of stories. We're hoping that we've got lots of interviews with astronauts. And like I said, in the near future, that we'll be able to broadcast the show from Cape Canaveral, hopefully from a shuttle launch. But you know how these things go. They can't tell you definite times because a lot of times, as you know, the launches are scrubbed. Speaking of being scrubbed, here's something I wish was being scrubbed. The idea that Gitmo was coming to the United States. And you know this. We talked about this a lot on our last show. And if you go to americatonight.net and you go to a section called What You Missed, we post various things from the shows. Look up Jeff Atticott. He's our terrorism expert here on the show. He's great. He comes on. He advises the FBI. He was the one who was behind the School of Terrorism Law in the United States. He served for decades and really knows his stuff, so much so that the government reaches out to him that often he's found testifying. He is so not on board with Gitmo, legally and for other reasons as well. And as you know, if you happen to be listening when he was on the show, he went to Gitmo a little bit over a year ago and saw the feces being thrown and the people being spit on and all that sort of stuff. But the bottom line is, it's not about, okay, these terror suspects are doing this to guards and Gitmo, and how can we bring them to the United States? I think plain and simple, it's just a security issue. Now, the push is, look, we got a couple of really depressed areas in the United States. You see unemployment. You take them to Michigan. You take them to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And more importantly, how about if you take the detainees to this Illinois prison? You know how many jobs you'd create? Thousands of jobs. So the new Gitmo would be good for people here on this soil, people who are unemployed in a very economically depressed town. Now, again, legally, there are so many complications to this. And as you know, and as far as I know, in my latest check earlier in the day, there has been no funding approved for moving the terror suspects from Guantanamo to the United States. So in the meantime, you've got this deal with the prison and who's going to be there. Then you have the five detainees, terror suspects, headed to trial in New York federal court, because, of course, it's not just Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So the assumption there, by the way, because, of course, why think ahead, is that they'll probably stay in the nearby Metropolitan Corrections Center during that whole trial. And, this could be a long trial. And it's going to be probably a temporary holding site, if you will, for any other trials in New York that would come out of September 11th, the attacks. So you could have these terrorists that would be held literally just right around the corner from their courtrooms, right? And then you have the others that would be, if they're going to be tried on U.S. soil, and then it's going to be, New York is going to be the destination, that would be in Illinois in this other prison. So there are a lot of problems, logistical problems too, that are going to be, more than a headache for the people who have to deal with the specific situation, guards, etc., security, all of that sort of stuff. But the logistics of this, the trials, the tussles that could emerge in the federal court districts alone would, I think, does nothing here. And I would think you'd have to consider other remote locations, right, to house some of these suspects. And we'll see. We'll see if somehow you've got this relief or this funding that pushes the terrorists or so-called detainees to a bunch of cells at the Thompson Corrections Center in Illinois, and then you have the others that are being tried in New York, and then the question is what happens to the others as related to September 11th. And what about the jury poll here, too? What would that be like? You think it'd be a little bit biased if we're going with a, quotes, fair federal trial? And why should they be processed? Why should they have the same rights that you and I have? Why should that be? Quite simply, they shouldn't. This should have been a military commission, a tribunal. It totally makes sense, and it makes no sense to bring them to New York or, frankly, to Illinois, the rest of them, or any of the other places that they're considering. You might disagree, or you might think I'm right on the money. Either way, throw in your 2 cents during this show, as we have four huge hours here. 800-259-5791. Bugs and a crime. It's interesting. We're going to talk about it next.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost, online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Thermal imaging equipment and some of that ground penetrating radar, that's what they call it, outside of the murder suspect's house, Anthony Sewell, who looks to be a wicked serial killer if they can nail him for all these bodies, and not just in the United States and not just in Ohio either, but it's, like I said, becoming a very high-tech kind of thing, and they're finding, again, all kinds of bodies, and they're also worried about some overseas as well. And some of what they're doing to tie him to this has become rather interesting, almost CSI-ish, if you will. Remember how so many of us got sucked into that show and felt like we were learning more about bugs and crime scenes and some of the gadgets that are used? We're seeing this definitely as evidenced in these Cleveland murders. Who better to join us than Tim Downs, a forensic entomology expert. And, of course, he is the Bug Man, or he's got the Bug Man series going anyway. His recent book, remember we talked about it before in the show a couple of months ago, Ends of the Earth, revolves around Dr. Nick. Hey, thanks for coming on the show again, Tim. We appreciate it.
Hey, Kate, good to be back.
Let's talk about that. What the FBI is crawling around all over the place. What is it that they're looking to learn from about the Cleveland victims from this form of forensic, how do you say it, entomology?
Entomology is the study of the insects that are naturally attracted to bodies when the bodies die, sort of nature's recycling program. And there's a very predictable order in which those insects arrive. and a very specific timetable that they grow and develop at. And by collecting the insects from those bodies, they can actually construct a timetable to tell exactly how long a body's been dead.
Ooh. And, you know, it's you're an expert in this, obviously. And when you look at death and how you can look at a bug and figure out what's happened with a body, what kind of bugs are we talking about?
Well, it's flies mostly, blowflies and flesh flies, the kind of shiny silver, green and blue ones that you see all the time. Those are the first insects that are attracted to bodies. They sort of circle in the air. They're the females looking for a place to lay eggs, and they look for decomposing tissues because that's where their young will feed. So they're very good at picking up the scent of death, and their rate of development is known exactly by scientists, and that's why they make a very good timetable. After 72 hours of death, forensic entomology is the most accurate way to quantify that postmortem interval, and it's important because that tells them who is a suspect and who is not.
How long has forensic entomology been around, Tim?
You know, it was first used about the year 1200 in China. There's a story about there was a village and somebody had killed somebody there, and so one of the wise guys in the village lined up all the villagers and had them lay their sickles out in the sun. And they just waited and watched, and flies were attracted to one guy's sickle. Even though he had cleaned it off, there were still microscopic traces of blood, and so he was known to be the guilty guy. So people just by observing nature have known something about this for a long, long time, but it's really only in the last, you know, 20, 30 years that it's really come to be a well-known science.
Yeah, no kidding. And as something that's now a well-known science and getting our hands around this and understanding it, how long does this take? Because you know that there are people that are families of missing women who want to know what happened. And, of course, they're trying to tie this to Sewell, the guy that I talked about who's the suspect. How long does this kind of investigation usually take, this kind of work?
Well, unlike television, it takes a lot longer to get your test results. What they're doing with bodies usually when they collect insect evidence is that they have to collect maggots. There's no other way to say it. They have to take them back to a laboratory, and they have to put them in the same conditions they found them at the crime scene, same temperature, same humidity. And then they have to raise them to adulthood, and that's because it's very difficult to determine the species of an insect while it's still in its larval form. You have to wait till it grows up. So they just wait and watch until it emerges as an adult fly, and from that point they can kind of time backwards and make their calculation of time of death.
Yeah. Wow, it's fascinating the way we go about trying to solve crimes. And you talked about this. It's different than TV. I said CSI because, remember, the head investigator, that was his deal. The very first year they did CSI and all the way through, he was the guy who looked at the bugs, and that's always what he went after at the crime scenes. And I thought it was absolutely fascinating. But I bet some of what we see, because I've heard this from other forensic experts in other areas, that, hey, just like what you just said, it's not as quickly done as what you see on the tube, and it's sometimes not quite as glamorous as it's portrayed either. Painstakingly, you have to go through a lot of other hoops. So are there things that we see on TV that just are not accurate? Is it besides the time?
Hey, well, I'll tell you, there's nothing about forensic science that's glamorous. It's pretty dirty work, especially if you're raising insects. But, you know, it takes a lot longer than they show on television. They always have to compress time just for the sake of the TV show. Test results come back instantly. They don't in real life. And it's not always so clear. You know, I've been told by crime scene investigators that they walk into a murder scene and 70% of the time they know exactly who did it. But they have to construct a chain of evidence just for the sake of the courtroom trial, and that's a lot more what it's really about. You know, forensics and TV is always the silver bullet that solves the crime. It doesn't work so much that way in real life.
You know, I understand the books and the passion for the writing and, of course, for what you do, but what ever sent you in the direction of becoming a forensic entomologist expert? When you were a kid, did you just like bugs? Were you fascinated by them? I'm curious.
You know, not at all. It was just several years ago, I was reading an article in a science magazine about this emerging science of forensic entomology, and I thought, first of all, this is fascinating that we've learned to use nature to learn from it this way. And the second thing I thought is, this is gross. And that's when I knew I had the makings of a great story. So I came up with my character, Dr. Nick Polchak, and he's been my central character in five novels now.
Well, see, I think you have some another novel possibly brewing here that you could work into some of the things that we're seeing happening in real life, right? Because we're seeing this played out a little bit more, not just in this crime in Cleveland, but in a couple of other spots, too.
Oh, absolutely. Truth is stranger than fiction. I can't make up stuff stranger than what happens in real life. You just learn from it. And, forensic entomology is used in a lot of situations. It's a very respectable science now. It's been proven. And there are more and more people who do this, though that's another difference from television. On TV, the guy in CSI, he just dabbled with bugs along with all other forensic tests. In real life, if you want to do forensic entomology, you need a PhD in entomology.
Yeah, and that takes a lot of studying, absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of work. Tim, it's always interesting to have you on the show. And, again, you've got the Bugman series, Ends of the Earth. We talked about that last time. People can get that at Amazon.com. I think even in Barnes & Noble, et cetera, any of the bookstores, right?
Absolutely, and they can get the first three chapters for free on my website. Just come to authortimdowns.com. You'll learn about any of my novels there.
All right, Tim, thanks. You have a good one.
Thank you, Kate.
So in what Tim's saying, it's interesting because now you've got 11 women that were murdered in Cleveland in this Anthony Sewell. They're trying to put the timeline together for the murder spree. As I mentioned before we went to Tim, they're even talking about the possibility that there are more bodies to be uncovered, not just in the United States, but he was in the military, and they think that there may be more unsolved crimes that they can tie him to. But, of course, one step at a time, they're using the high-tech stuff that they have, searching and trying to review everything, and to make sure that they have all the remains. Remember, they found the skull inside his house. They found some other bodies, too. They were worried about next door. They were worried about the two adjoining properties, if there was anything that they could find. By the way, the registered sex offender, which is infuriating to me. So this was a guy who served 15 years in prison. He pled guilty to attempted rape, and now he faces five counts of aggravated murder, rape, felonious assault, kidnapping in the deaths, and who knows how many more. To me, I mean, there he was right in the midst of everybody. And, of course, it's a typical story you see played out on the 6 o'clock news in your local area. Wow, he was a great guy. Always friendly, waved hello, grabbed my mail for me when I was away. And right in the middle of all that, he allegedly was murdering these women. Mm-mm-mm. Odds and Ends coming up moments from now here on America Tonight.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
Ah, the dulcet tones of Diana Krall, who just celebrated her 45th birthday the other day. Speaking of birthdays, we're going to get to them a little bit later this hour on America Tonight. So how many people will you recognize on this birthday list? Always the intriguing question, isn't it, when we're in the stretch drive? I still can't believe we're at November 17th, 44 days left in the year. But when I look at birthdays, and there's a pretty long list, I think there's some well-known actors and actresses on this list, including Danny DeVito, who has a milestone birthday that he's celebrating, and Lauren Hutton also with a big birthday, and Martin Scorsese. So there's a couple most of you probably know, right? You know those names. And then there's some of the younger set you might recognize, like Isaac Hansen or actor Justin Cooper. No, not ringing a bell. We'll get to birthdays a little bit later. Before we do that, though, let's catch up on some of the headers, what's happening across the board news-wise that everybody's buzzing about. And probably the biggest, one of the biggest things is where to house the terror suspects from Guantanamo. A lot of people still, including myself, think that why are we closing down Gitmo in the first place when you think of the people that we're housing there? And secondly, if we're going to do that, the plan is, okay, bring them to the United States, and then you ask yourself the question, where is the right place in the United States? Illinois thinks they're the right state because they've got a state-of-the-art facility that is basically sitting vacant other than 200 inmates who are in minimum security. So they're hoping that it'll create jobs, etc., in a very depressed town in Illinois. Another spot that's been looked at is Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and then there's a place in Michigan as well. It's too bad that the policy can't be, let's step aside from this because there's not even any funding to move these prisoners. But it's not going to happen. Somehow, some way, as I've said often on the show to our terror expert, one of them anyway, Jeff Atticott, the press is on. The press is on for this to happen. And January 22nd is the date. He doesn't think, and legally he's right, really why the move from Gitmo in the first place. But with Congress not funding it, how are you going to get the money to move the detainees in the first place? While that's going on, the other big water cooler buzz also related to terrorism is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed coming to New York along with a handful of others complicit, most likely, in 9/11. And the fact that you've got Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others, so five, coming from Gitmo to New York to face a trial for the 2001 attacks, a civilian federal trial, you got a couple of problems here. One, how do you defend these guys? How do you watch out for these guys when you think that how many people would love to pick them off? How do you wrap yourself around that courtroom and seal it down from the other nutballs or would-be terrorists who want to make an example of what's happening on inside that courtroom? And they're literally around the corner from the Twin Towers where they fell. So it's mind-boggling that the decision of the administration, of course, carried out by the Attorney General, is to play this out in New York City. Now, the courthouse is one of the more secure places in the United States. There's no question about that. I've seen it when it's been ringed off and protected before. But do you know this case would be the most spectacular of, sadly, of half a dozen major terrorism trials in New York that have certainly sent tongues wagging, like the men blamed for the 93 bombing at the Trade Center, the plot to blow up the five landmarks, I talked about this before, in New York City, a scheme to blow up a dozen U.S. planes over the Far East, and the 98 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. So certainly there have been some dicey moments in this courtroom. But the Attorney General's decision to try the September 11 suspects is, of course, setting off a major debate over that area of Lower Manhattan. What about attempted violence by even the defendants themselves? You know, you have to think about this. At the same federal lockup where Mohammed and the others are going to be held, a federal prison guard, Luis Pepe, was attacked in about 2000 by Mohammed Salim, who was a top aide to bin Laden, who was waiting for his trial in the embassy's case. And Salim surprised Pepe by using a squeezable plastic honey bear container filled with hot sauce as a homemade pepper spray that blinded the guard. Then he took a plastic comb, and it was ground into the shape of a dagger, and plunged it into his left eye, piercing it deep into his brain, causing a permanent injury to his sight, his speech, and his movement. What do you think is going to happen with these idiots in being locked up in the same area? Oh, so again, to me, the biggest blunder perhaps that I've heard in the last several weeks. Absolutely, I would stick it as a blunder. In fact, it'll be on my blog later on AmericaTonight.net. All right, we're going to lighten the load. As I said, coming up, we have birthdays, and we've got this day in history, of course, as usual, and news you can abuse. This is kind of an interesting one. We live in the era of social networking, Twitter and Facebook, probably the biggest right now. So now these words are being coined as a result of this new medium. And if you go to the New Oxford American Dictionary, and they talk about the word of the year, they say one of the words of the year should be a verb, and it has to do with social networking, and it's called unfriend. And the definition is to remove someone as a friend on a social networking site such as Facebook. I don't know, Donovan, are you a big Facebooker, Twitter guy? I think we've talked about this before. Are you a big social networking guy?
No, I've got a blog, and that's about it.
Now, you know Facebook, and you know what it is.
Right.
And I think it is interesting, because if you put up a Facebook page, then all sorts of people, you know, somebody you knew in second grade could comb through and find you and ask to be your friend. And people sometimes will just check a whole bunch of people and then decide they don't want them to be friends anymore, so that's unfriending them. I think it's a little bit humiliating if you had that happen to you a bunch. Do you really want to go through that process? I don't know.
Well, not just humiliating, but sounds really very juvenile. Something out of the, fifth grade playground. I'm not going to be friends with you anymore.
Yeah.
You're not invited to my birthday party.
Oh, yeah. I think it's odd. So if you check somebody, someone tries to find you and you check yes, and then to dump them, wow. I think Donovan pegged it. It is almost like being called out, or as they used to say, on the playgrounds, the kind of almost like a bullying thing or something. Now, there are a bunch of other words that have appeared in the Oxford Dictionary, too, and it includes hashtag. And does everybody know what that is? It's a sign that's added to a word or a phrase that allows Twitter users to search for tweets that contain similarly tagged items and view the sets, whatever. Intexicated, meaning being distracted because of texting on a cell phone while driving a car. Now, that's bad. I think the rules for that should be, they should be able to nail legally somehow people who are doing that because of, again, what's happening, people that are being killed in accidents that are happening. I just don't understand how, I mean, honestly, I can multitask with the best of them, but I'm in trouble if I'm going down a freeway and I'm texting because I'm looking down. Even if I think I got it, I don't have it. I'm not doing that. I don't see why, especially if it's really important, okay, fine. Pull over. There's a zillion convenience stores and other places that you can pull into. I mean, don't be a dope. Killing yourself over a text, please. And that did happen. Netbook is a small, portable laptop with limited memory. I have a netbook. Netbooks are good because they are tiny and you can take them anywhere. Then there's a thing called a paywall. It's a way of blocking access to a part of a website that's only available to paying subscribers. That's going to get bigger, too, with Rupert Murdoch. Then there's sexting, the sending of explicit texts and pictures by cell phone. What a big mistake, because you don't know who you're sending things out to. And unfortunately, we see what these kids are doing it. And it's ending up in places they don't want it to end up in, and it's besides humiliation and everything else, it's also leading, I think, to a lot of kids being grounded and then a lot of parents worrying about what is happening in their children's lives because they had no idea that this was going on. It kind of reminds me of like 10 years ago, and it may still be prevalent. You know the bracelets you see people wearing, the different rubber bands, the different bracelets for different things? The kids that for sex acts, and they would be 10 and 11-year-old kids. When I lived in New York, this was big. They'd have these various bands on their arms, and it meant what they did. And I was talking about kids in all kinds of different schools, inner-city schools, private schools, etc. It was the going rage, and it was sort of code, and it meant you've gone to this base or you've done this thing. And I thought, wow, boy, God bless those parents who have to go through those teenage years, because that has to be very scary in some cases. And all of you can relate to this. Doesn't it also go back to who are the kids hanging out with? Well, who are the crew, the posse that they're rolling with? Because part and parcel, whatever they do, a lot of times to fit in, that's how those things happen. Coming up next, we got those birthdays, this day in history, and news you can abuse.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
All right, you want the bad news first or the good news? Don't you love it when people say that to you? Of course, we just want to hear the good news, right? Give me the good news. All right, I'm going to tell you the bad news first, then we're going to get to the good news scenarios, birthdays and the lightning load stuff, right? So this comes out of Washington. About 15 million taxpayers, could be you, could be me, owe the government $250 or more because of how the IRS last spring set up Obama's tax break that was supposed to help consumers spend the U.S. economy, of course, out of a recession. So if you remember, this is how it would work. If you have people with more than one job and married couples and with which both spouses work, they may have to repay the government about $400 through a smaller tax refund or a larger tax bill. This is according to a report released by the Treasury Department's Inspector General for Tax Administration. That sounds like a gobbledygook for some kind of czar, right? Social Security people who earn taxable wages may have to repay $250. So the tax credit, which is supposed to pay people up to 400, couples up to 800 with the signature tax break in the massive stimulus package enacted in February, apparently some of it didn't work out correctly. You know, the increase in the paychecks and all that other sort of stuff. So here's how you find out. You have to go to the IRS website, use a calculator, and find the appropriate amount that should be withheld. Of course, it's too late for this now because if you go to your employer and you have to get a new form, I mean, you can do it. But making the adjustments, you don't have a lot of time. And most people started getting the credit through those increases in the paycheck. I think it was back in April. Ugh, what a mess. And then there's some other taxpayers that could get nabbed, too, for not paying enough and blah, 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 and a little more than three-fourths of the 143 million taxpayers filing return last spring received refunds, according to the IRS. But for 15.4 million taxpayers, the new tax tables mean an unexpected tax bill. And I wonder why we hate the tax man, right? They can't even get it right when they're telling us they're taxing us. All right, time for a little bit of upside down, all around crazy news, and there's always plenty of that to go around, certainly. And I told you about one of the things, and of course that was the Facebook deal and the terminology now that's come about as a result. It's, you have to walk around with a dictionary just to know what people are talking about, and I think it's going to go even more down that road with technology because of what's happening with the internet and the iPhone and how we're all so connected to technology these days. Sometimes I have moments where I just, do you have this? We just don't even want to be on the computer. You want to be hooked into anything. I love those moments. It's called A Book, A Couch, and I'm Reading. So we move on to this upside down news. In Indianapolis, you wouldn't think basketball legend Larry Bird would be a hard guy to look up. He's the president of the Indiana Pacers, right? But Bird is among the well-known Hoosiers who have money waiting for them in the state's unclaimed property fund. He's due $80. Whew. Rocker John Mellencamp, nothing to him. More than $800. That's a little chunkier. And they've been holding on to this dough. So one of the local newspapers is reporting that the Bureau of Motor Vehicles has $100 in the unclaimed property fund. Fund officials note they can't track down everyone, even the famous people. I wonder if Larry Bird is going to hurry up and try to claim that $80. $80 is $80, right? This one from Allen, Texas. You know how they say everything's bigger in Texas. On Friday nights, the Allen High School marching band is 527 musicians strong. The school has 39 member color guard, and the drill team put 72 students on the field. Officials at a number of organizations, including the University Interscholastic League, said they've never heard of a bigger band, and it's been reported it takes 18 school buses to haul all of them and three big trucks to carry all their instruments. Wow. 18 school buses? They may have a record. They might have to call the Guinness Book of World Records. How many times are we talking about people that are trying to get in that thing, right? This one from Phoenix, a high school librarian in Phoenix says a former student has returned two books checked out 51 years ago. There was a money order along with the books for $1,000 to cover the fines. Wow. Camelback High librarian Georgette Bordine says the former student doesn't want to be named. 2 cents a day, fines would have totaled $745. But she said that the long overdue books are being returned to shelves. The money's going to be used to buy more books at the school library. Gosh, I used to love going to the library. How many people? Donovan, do you go to the library at all? Do you ever check books out?
Yeah, I go every once in a while.
So you have a library card. That means that you could go. You could be seen in the library.
Yes.
Yeah, I go to the library, too.
I've been
seen
in a number of different libraries, actually.
I think the library is great. You can find sometimes those obscure books that you can't normally find, or you'd have to order and pay for it some bookstore, and you don't necessarily need to have them. You just want to read the book. But I actually haven't been in a while. But, you know, I read the book 1776, David McCullough's book. That's the last book that I checked out of the library. It was great. I was going to buy it, but I thought, well, why am I doing that? I'll just go to the library and check it out. And I did. And it was awesome. But I like the little lounges they have set up, and people go in, especially with the magazine, the periodicals, and they sit there for a long time reading those magazines. Well, how much time do we have left till the end of the year? 44 days. I think I mentioned this. It is the 17th of November. Here's a couple of things that happen. In 1558, Elizabeth I ascended to the English throne upon the death of Queen Mary. In 1869, the Suez Canal opened in Egypt. In 1962, Washington's Dulles International Airport was dedicated by President John F. Kennedy. I've flown in there a couple of times. It's like right on top of Washington. It's easy to get around. 1979, Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini ordered the release of 13 black and or female American hostages being held at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. In 1997, 62 people, most of them foreign tourists, sadly were killed when militants opened fire at the temple in Luxor, Egypt. The attackers were killed by police. If we go back 5 years ago, it was announced that Kmart was acquiring Sears in an $11 billion deal. In Washington State, officials say Republican gubernatorial candidate Dino Rossi led Democratic opponent Christine Gregory by only 261 votes. Now, check this out, relating to New York. After three counts of the ballots, Gregory was declared the winner by just 129 votes out of 2.9 million cast. See, every vote counts, and that's the reason why. 1 year ago, in the first meeting since the election, Barack Obama and former rival John McCain met at the president-elect's transition headquarters in Chicago. They pledged to work together on ways to change Washington's bad habits. How do you think that's working out? All right, Maestro, some birthday music, please. I told you Marty Scorsese, I love his films. Goodfellas, Casino, a whole slew of them. 67 years old. Just a year younger, actress Lauren Hutton, famous for The Gap in her two, 66 years old. He needs no introduction. Danny DeVito, 65. What haven't you seen this guy in that you didn't like? Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels is 65 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer, those of you living in Connecticut might remember, Mr. Tom Terrific, the Met, 65 years old. Former Democratic National Chairman Howard Dean, oh, you know him, he's 61 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor William Moses is 50. You know his face, the character actor, very good. Actor Dylan Walsh is 46. Ambassador of the United States Susan Rice is 45 years old. Actress model Daisy Fuentes, you see her on, she used to be on MTV, a lot of different shows, 43 years old. Rock musician Ben Wilson from Blues Traveler, like them, 42 years old. Actress Leslie Bibb is 36. Fran Nicole, also an actor, 33 years old. Rachel McAdams, she was in The Notebook, Time Traveler, a lot of those love story type of movies, 31 years old. Rocker Isaac Hanson, 29, that's a great age, isn't it? How about Sweet 15? Actress Raquel Castro is 15 years old. Whole life in front of you, right? Yeah, happy birthday if you're celebrating. Leaving you with this one. Education is a private matter between the person and the world of knowledge and experience and has little to do with school or college. Lillian Smith, an American writer, is the one who said that.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.